claims there'll be nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom, dying embers stand forgotten, talks of peace will be in trial.
Good evening and welcome to Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is April 5th, 2020. Oh, geez, are you still with me here on this CV thing? I'm going to break right into it. Forget the spiel I normally do. I just want to get right to the news and talk about this. I'm going to have open phone lines here today, and I definitely want to hear what you have to say about this. Not just me. I want to hear what you have to say. Phone lines will be open here shortly. I will open them up, 1-800-313-9443. Broadcasting down here in Studio E from Central Florida. A rainy, rainy day, a nasty day, nothing to do today. And I made sure I did not fall into that trap of watching TV because it's just saturated with 24/7 coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. You turn on the radio and you get PSAs there, coronavirus. I am just so sick and tired of this. I know you are too. I'm looking forward to the day when we come back to some common sense here. And now I want to make something very clear here. Somebody's saying that, he doesn't believe it's real. It's a hoax. No, it's real. It's real. It's a real pathogen. It's out there. It's just not to the magnitude that I would call a pandemic. It's a panicdemic, yes, and that's been helpful through government and government agencies and Dr. Fauci, the CDC initially, and through your compliant, obedient mainstream media. I think what we have right now going on is another Operation Mockingbird Part 2. And you know the lies when nobody opposes what's being said here. Now, Ken, if you got that queued up here, and I'm going to play a little clip here. I want you to listen to this. We're going to come back to the mainstream media here, and we're going to break this thing down a little bit here. So, Ken, if that clip is ready, let's go ahead and play that little clip.
A lot of people think the big news stories today are the Supreme Court debate on gay marriage and the big snowstorm that's hitting the Midwest. But I checked out local news across the country, and apparently there's an even bigger story that is sweeping the nation right now. Take a look.
In consumer news, economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take
some spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take some of the spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take the spring out of the step of the Easter Bunny this year.
It's always scary to me.
Yeah.
What a coincidence!
That's right. What a coincidence. Isn't it amazing? Now, this is the news coverage on a story about Easter. This happened a couple of years ago. It hasn't changed. And you notice that everybody read the script pretty much entirely the way it was written, except one person screwed it up, got the wording wrong. But this is exactly the mainstream media you have today. And these are the people that you're supposed to put your faith and your belief and your trust in. And guess what? That still applies today. They are taking the script, they're reading it, and they hand it off to the next network and the next. And all you're hearing is the same old regurgitated information. Now, you know, I'll tell you what I really get irritated with. People who are not in the medical field who have become experts. Now, I am in no way going to call myself an expert. I am in the medical field. I have quite a bit of experience in ICU and ER and a couple other different areas of a hospital. But I'm not going to stand up here. I'm not going to say I am an expert, but I have a hell of a lot more experience than a lot of people who are claiming to be experts. And it seems like you can watch a little bit of news here and a little bit of news there. And before you know it, guess what? You're an expert. We have lots of experts running around here, lots of experts. Mario Cuomo up in New York is an expert. We got to believe what he says. If he says he needs 30,000 ventilators, then he needs 30,000 ventilators. Do you have 30,000 patients? No, but we need 30,000 just in case. You understand what I'm coming with this? It's the hype factor. Now, as the hype factor starts to wear off, and it's going to wear off at some point in time, the people are going to be desensitized. And it's going to take more drastic action on the part of these people who manufactured this crisis at this level to bring more panic and bring more fear back to you. They're going to have to step it up a little bit and come up with some new plans to bring more fear because it's dying down. Now, before I came on here today, I got the numbers, the world numbers, the United States numbers, the numbers of deaths in New York. I got all the numbers, okay? I check it every day. I check the stores every other day to see what's missing and what's come back. And to my knowledge, most everything's kind of slowly coming back. The meat's coming back. Paper products, still a little bit of a problem there. The toilet paper, people still believing they're going to get it. Maybe the glass is half empty and it's contaminated with CV. So I will probably get diarrhea and then die. So let's make sure I hoard some more toilet paper. And that way, well, at least I'm not going to die dirty. Right? Okay. It came to my conclusion, to my sense of creative being here, that if you take one large roll of paper towels and you actually take that to a bandsaw, you actually have three rolls of toilet paper. I kid you not. I thought about that the other day. I said, huh, we're running out of toilet paper here. Okay, no toilet paper. Hey, there's paper towels. The creative side of me said, take it home, put it on the bandsaw. You got three rolls of toilet paper. There you go. So they're going to have to up the ante a little bit there. They're going to have to get that fear factor going back again. And just before I came on, pulled up, well, there it popped up, Bronx Tiger. And the zoo has now tested positive for coronavirus. Now, how is that possible? How is that? How is that possible? I don't know. Who's he been hanging around to get the coronavirus? You know, I just talked to Dave, my guru, before I came on, and I guess they're just trying another angle here to bring more fear that now here's a zoo animal that's in seclusion. You know, he's not mingling. He's the tiger. Usually he might have a mate. Or a lot of times a tiger is just singular in the zoo there. One tiger, not tigers. So how did he get it? Oh, my God. Then you're telling me that he doesn't have to be exposed to anybody who can get the coronavirus. Well, I've heard people talking about pets, their cats and their dogs can be positive also. And people were actually getting crazy enough, get this, crazy enough to take their dog to the vet and said, you know what, I'm fearful. He's got this funny cough now. It wasn't there before. Go ahead and euthanize him. So we're going to euthanize our pets. And everything could be a possible vector here. Amazing. We are experiencing the Great Depression in two ways. The economic depression, which is destroying this nation. I mean, completely destroying it. I'm devastated. I can't believe what I'm seeing here. The new way, the new norm is going to be you do everything online pretty much. You're going to probably have two retailers. You're going to have Amazon cleaning house. You're going to have Walmart cleaning house. Two companies, two corporations that will be monopolies. They're going to own everything. So we got an economic hit, major, major. And we got a mental hit. And I like to call this CVP. Now, if you're in ICU, you would know a CVP is central venous pressure, way beyond your head. It's hemodynamics. It's cool stuff I used to work with a lot. We don't do it much anymore. For some reason, they've decided, it's kind of a waste of money. We don't do that. CVP, in my terms, what I'm be talking about here, is the coronavirus psychosis. And that's exactly what we have right now. Something very, very real. I'm trying to escape these people, but once in a while, you have to go out and you have to shop. And I'm walking around, and the people with gloves and the masks, they are totally wigging out on this stuff. Stand back 6 feet. Well, I had a little fun the other day on my Friday night show. I didn't know if I was going to get some heat for it, for my jazz show. I was just Friday night. I look forward to it. It's my wind down. It's like to hell with the rest of the week. I'm doing my jazz show. I love it. People love it. So I'm going to do a different monologue than I normally do when I open my show up. So I wrote it out, and the boss comes walking in about a half an hour after I'd done my opening statement there. And I said, did you catch the opening, my new opening today? He goes, no, I didn't. I was busy doing something. I said, that's not a problem. He goes, what'd you do? I said, well, I'll just read it to you here. Through the day, I'm listening to the regular radio station I work for. And they play a lot of oldies in the afternoon and mornings. So I listened to it. I heard my promo. I do a couple show promos. And we have this young, lovely lady named, we call her Sweet Voice Mary. She does my promos for me. So she puts on this sexy voice because, well, that's what jazz is. It's kind of romance and sexy and after hours type stuff. So I wrote the promo. She did it for me. And so it goes something like this. Relax and unwind after a long day with host Steve Elkins. You supply the wine and Steve will provide the mood. Cool breeze on Friday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. and on the station I'm on. So we just had a new executive order by our governor, Rick DeSantis. And executive orders, he's writing one after the other here. Of course, we have this 6 feet social distancing rule. And then we have this new one now on the water. We have a lot of lakes down here in Central Florida. Everybody has a lake and everybody's got a boat. If you don't have a boat, you're the odd guy out. You got to get a boat. And no, I don't have mine yet. That's next summer, I think. Hey, maybe I'll get one cheaper than earlier now because I think people are going to be offering these things for really cheap now. I mean, sell my boat. I can't afford it anymore. I might just get a boat earlier than next year. So on the water, the new rules, the executive order is you have to be 50 feet away from the other boats. Well, lakes are pretty big, but you got 50 feet here and 50 feet here. I mean, it starts to be a little problem here on a lake that starts to be big and it turns out to be small because everybody is 50 feet away. So you got the 6 feet rule for the person on land, and then you got the 50 feet rule on water. Crazy stuff. But and I saw the picture in the paper. Guess what? Most of the people on the lakes are saying, stupid rule, not going to obey it. Good for you. I wouldn't either. You're on the water. You're in your boat. It's windy. You've got your people on your boat. This is nonsense. I don't understand why more people are not questioning the insanity when it comes to stupid rules like this. It's nuts. It's crazy. Something else came to my attention. I've always said that what's going on right now, this is like being in an episode of The Twilight Zone. And there was a classic Twilight Zone episode that reminds us how not to behave during a pandemic. And I'm going to read it here verbatim here. Neighbors start seeing one another as threats. Invisible enemy. Panic. Like I said, neighbors start to see one another as a threat. In life during the COVID-19 pandemic makes it seem like you entered the Twilight Zone, that seminal sci-fi series of dread and paranoia. then you're more right than you realize. On March 4th, 1960, it aired on a classic episode that is a cautionary tale about how social order can quickly break down when an unseen threat causes fear to go viral. The episode titled Nightmare on the Monster Who Came to Elm Street, I think that's what it was. For some reason, didn't print it out there. Examines what happens to a leafy suburban neighborhood when it's suddenly hit with an unseen menace. The power goes out and rumors spread of an alien invasion. The residents of Maple Street suddenly see signs of their neighbors that shock them. By the way, it's Maple Street, not Elm Street. Part of the genius of Rod, certainly the Twilight Zone creator, is that he depicts how people react to fear and paranoia in ways that remain timeless. How true is that statement? But perhaps no episode of Serling's celebrated show captures so well what so many Americans are experiencing now and how grim life could quickly get if people aren't careful. That is a fact. We are in an episode of The Twilight Zone. We seriously are. And I'm looking for ways to get out of the episode. And I'm not going to feed into the fear. Like I said, I've always said that this is a real entity. It's just not at the magnitude it should be treated as. And if 80,000 people dying in 2019, and these are the CDC numbers I'm throwing out here when they want to throw out a number. They threw out a big number of 80,000 in 2019 that died from the regular flu. If that is not a pandemic and that doesn't frighten you, then why does, at this time and point in time, right now in the United States, 9,400 people dying. Why is that a red flag and pandemic in 80,000 is not? These are questions that I throw to people and I ask people when they believe all these, what they're hearing about the mass panic and everything that's going on here. I ask them, I give them these stats. I give them the proof. Research it yourself. You don't believe me? Go look to CDC and find out what the numbers are. So why is that not a concern and a pandemic and a red flag? And this number of deaths, which is far, far less than 80,000, why is this a red flag and why is this a pandemic? I just want to see their faces. This is how you break through the ice on these people that have the tunnel vision of saying, no, this is terrible, this is terrible. It is bad. Okay. So is the regular flu. I don't like the regular flu. I've got a little bit of a compromised system. And would I call it a comorbidity? No, I would call it a deficit, but not to the point where I can't handle the flu and I'm sure I could handle this. Do I want it? No. Am I going to do what I need to do to make sure I don't get it? Sure. I'm going to wash my hands. I'm going to stay away from crowded places. I'm not going to freak out, though. I'm not going to stop living my life. A life living in fear is not really living. And I'm a little tired of what's going on here. This is just major hyped up by mainstream media, and it's fueled by people like Fauci and people like Bill Gates, who has something to win by this situation anyway. But we got a major economic hit here. Major. I don't know if we can rebound from this. You know, we're going to have some new government works program where Trump, you know, has a whole workforce of minimum wage workers to rebuild America after it's been destroyed. I don't know. But the money going for the DOD and the Defense Department and your military and what it is and overinflated, and it'll be higher next year because, well, we'll inflate it because there's going to be another threat. It's interesting that if you listen to some of the people on mainstream media, like I don't, but I did catch a faux pas. I did catch a slip up from Sean Hannity the other day when he mentioned after this one is over, there will be more. So you know these are manufactured, these are created. They just didn't pop out of thin air. Somebody manufactured this. Now I'm hearing people saying, a certain person saying, well, I don't care who created it. I really don't care. It's just that serious. I just want to stop it. And I want to make sure that he doesn't die and I don't die and my family doesn't die and people don't die. I disagree. I want to know. I'll give you more of my answer after this commercial break. I want to know where it started, where it originated. I want to know it all. This is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins at the mic, broadcasting live from Central Florida on a rainy, rainy night.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we are back. This is off the beaten path. Steve Dawkins here. So we're talking about some people don't care about where it originated from and where it came from. It's just here and it's the boogeyman. And I don't want to die. I do want to know. I want to know where it started, where it originated. And I'm not buying the Wuhan, China. Sorry, not buying it. But why we need to really seriously, we need to some serious private investigators, people like Jim Fetzer, and there's others out there who actually get out there and snoop and find out what actually happened here, where this thing came from, where it originated. How far back does this go? My guess is there's probably some paperwork somewhere, if it hasn't been destroyed yet, very similar to your PNAC document, the Project for a New American Century, and that there was a reason why they wanted to do this. And of course, we know the economic reset is one of many, many reasons why COVID-19 is here upon us right now. And I would like to know, before witnesses disappear, die suspiciously, or the information or the literature, the data, the scripts, manuscripts are all disappeared, I would like to know. And then we prosecute. And I have my suspicions. I have my strong suspicions. Bill Gates is behind it. Yeah, you know, as a crime investigator, they will always tell you to, if you got a guy, example, if you got a guy that's married a couple weeks, this actually happened, true case, goes to Hawaii on a honeymoon, and he got $1 million policy on his wife before, 2 weeks before they went on their honeymoon to Hawaii. And she just, you know, what a terrible accident. She falls off a cliff and dies. And when you start to go back and as an investigator, you would say, wow, that's terrible. She died. But then it comes to your attention that he had $1 million policy on her and their marriage was not strong and ended up pushing her off. I mean, it's an easy crime to do. You know, she kind of looked close to the edge here. And maybe somebody actually saw something and it was suspicious behavior. But the point I'm trying to make is that it's all there spelled out for you of the involvement of a person in a crime. Sometimes you don't have to look so hard and so deep. It's right there in your face. And when I see pictures of Bill Gates mingling, walking side by side with CDC head there, Dr. Anthony Fauci, whatever his name is, I'm very suspicious. Because he's very big on the mandatory vaccines. He's very big on this next one coming up, the coronavirus CV-19 vaccine, which, by the way, he wants to make mandatory. If you do not take it, you will not be employable. So the same people that brought you the fraudulent, low effectiveness on a flu vaccine will be the same ones behind this low effectiveness CV-19 vaccine. And so you believe in 27-30% of being a passing grade on the flu, expect the same for the CV-19 on a virus that will replicate and change over and over and over again, and you'll never ever be able to tailor it, a vaccine, to this pathogen. It'll never happen. Never happen. It's just a way of grabbing a lot of money using fear. So I was in the store the other day. We drove by doing some counts to see what's out there, what's missing. It's interesting that liquor stores are open. I guess that's an essential thing. You need liquor stores to be open. Your head shops, if you're a pothead, they're open. You can get your fix there on your pot. I don't do pertain to that. Little drink here and there, fine. I'm okay with that. But those entities are open. We came by the Joanne Crafts down here. Wife had to do something. She wanted to get some material to work on something. And there was a long line of 30 people, I counted, in line waiting to go in. I guess they have a new limit now. Only a couple at a time can go in. And then when they leave, somebody else can go behind them. In the line there, people with masks, wearing gloves. It's just like a sci-fi movie. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. And one of the women, I just had to laugh that she had decided to pull her mask down and risk herself in the company of all these other people to smoke a cigarette. So she has her mask around her throat there and a cigarette out of her mouth. So it's amazing the things I'm seeing. People with tattoos all over their bodies, the pin cushions on tattoos and piercings are wearing masks and gloves in the grocery store. A woman that I was meeting face to face in an aisle coming her way, and she was coming my way. My wife was off to the side the other day. She didn't know which direction to go. She didn't have her mask on. It was actually around her throat. And so what she decided to do, I stepped off to the side, and what she decided to do was hold her breath because of the airspace I had used right there. She decided to hold her breath and quickly run through my haze of my being a vector there, my breathing, my air there. She decided to hold her breath and run through my little pathway there. I looked at my wife and I said, "Did you see that?" She was holding her breath. Boy, you sure do look like a vector, don't you, Steve? Well, you look like a retired stuntman, you know. You baseball hat, Hawaiian shirt, cargo pants, flip-flops. Either you're retired or you're a retired stuntman. I don't look like a vector, but she must have thought I was a vector, so... Go back to more of these stories when I come back, and I want to hear what you have to say. Open lines, 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Back here before we got the phones here. I just realized I don't think I actually told you what I told my boss on the radio station here. I was just telling my relaxing and wine after a long day was host Steve Elkins. You supply the wine and Steve will provide the mood. And I'd like to kind of tailor my 3-hour jazz show to, yeah, just pretty much that, you know, relaxing and wine. And if things happen, a romance happens to be, turn the lights down, that's great. I'm all for love and peace, no war. So I told my boss I'd said that, but I also said that you have my permission for the next 3 hours to fudge on those orders and, well, you know, participate in romance. Just 3 hours, though. Now, 10:01, you must return back to your quarantine and putting on your N95 mask and the 6 feet social spacing. And he seemed pretty cool with that. I thought for a second he's going to say, what? Here we're running all these PSAs and everything on this, and you are making light of this? I think I have to a little bit here. And I do take things serious, but I do believe this has been a major overreaction here. And like I said, if 80,000 isn't something to be alarming on the flu number deaths in 2019, then I'm not sure how they can pull off making me so fearful and scared of my own shoes that 9,400 deaths in the United States versus 80,000 is worse off. I'm not going to go there. So, talking about the CVP, the coronavirus psychosis. It is a real diagnosis now. It will be shortly. I guarantee you this. It will be a medical diagnosis. It will be in the DSM here shortly. And, of course, you know, Big Pharma is going to step right up to the plate and make sure they have a pill for anybody who suffers from coronavirus psychosis. It's coming. I guarantee you. I read these people loud and clear. It's coming. We're going to go to the phones real quick here and talk to John in Florida. John, are you there?
How you doing, Steve? I heard you talking about toilet paper. I haven't used toilet paper in years. I don't think people have heard of a bidet. That way you don't have to worry going to the store and getting it anymore. People think I'm psychic for getting it ahead of time. A couple of things before I want to talk about the main thing I called in. Before they closed the door to China, 795,000 Chinese came into the United States, and 500,000 of them went to New York. Now, that was one of the reasons when I went on your show last time that I was talking about putting up the National Guard on the state line of Florida, which the governor finally did, thank God, because of the influx of New Yorkers coming down, and that's why they had 500,000 Chinese go in there. But the main reason why to talk to tonight is we're both from California. I know you're familiar with Newsom. Mm-hmm. He ruined San Francisco. He's now ruined the state of California. This guy is just, he's also related to Nancy Pelosi, another crime syndicate person. He's giving, he asked for emergency grants from the federal government. Well, he's giving emergency grants to illegal alien small business owners. Now, my son is a small business owner up in Northern California. He's incensed by this. My nephew is a small business owner. He's incensed by this. A friend of mine in San Francisco said if the public finds out about this, they're going to riot because they're losing their businesses. They're losing everything. She, you know, lives in San Francisco. She sees it, you know, firsthand. Now, I heard you talking that, there's 337,000 confirmed cases here in the United States, which has really increased. I did a lot of research. I know we talked about Italy, why there were a large contingency of Chinese in Italy prior to that, buying up businesses. Everything pointed to China, but I think you're right about the globalist. I think I sent you or the meeting of the people in London, how they were going to depopulate. And I know your buddy up in Washington, Bill Gates, has really been pushing for depopulation. And that's what the Illuminati wants, was depopulation, getting down from cutting out down to about 800 million, I think it was, or 400 million, so they can control the masses. Mm-hmm. But I just hope that, you know, with this thing with grants to illegal aliens, I mean, I'm incensed just finding out about it. You know, now tax cheats can start calling their write-offs undocumented. And do illegal aliens need to pay file and pay taxes in order to qualify for these small business grants? Can cartels apply? Of course they can. Anybody can apply. It's the wild, wild west. I mean, we've lost completely control of it. And we talked before, if it goes to a certain point, it's unrecoverable.
Yeah, I agree. Well, John, you and I left California probably for the same reasons. I fought the Santa Rosa Town Council. I attended with Orlean and many others from Eagle Forum and had my 3 minutes on the floor. I told them from the very beginning that, first of all, you convening here to discuss the possibility of making Santa Rosa a sanctuary city is illegal. You could all be arrested, thrown in jail for this. What you're doing right now is illegal. I suggest you disband right now and leave this topic, because what you're now is you're in violation of the law. You're thumbing your nose at the federal immigration law, and you cannot do that. We have a rule of law. They didn't care. They smirked at me, and by 10 o'clock that night, I got on the news that they have decided to make Santa Rosa a sanctuary city. I knew the state would probably fall. The entire state would fall, not just by city, but the entire state. I was correct on that. As soon as I saw that Santa Rosa had gone that direction, we decided, my wife and I, that it was a losing battle. I'd fought the hard fight, and the fight, and I couldn't do it any longer. I wasn't going to lose economically, so we decided to sell our home. We sold at the height of the market. We got out. They're looking at a different kind of economic housing crash bubble this time around. It's not from the banks and the subprime mortgages this time around. It's from devastation, economic devastation of killing careers, killing industries. There are going to be so many houses in California, and you're going to get them dirt cheap. If you got a house, you're going to do well. My guess is the banks will buy them all up anyway and wait for another time to jack them up again. I tell everybody, as soon as I left California, John, I told people why I was leaving and that I suggested they leave also. If you look at some of the statistics, what they're theorizing will be California by the year 2040, white will be a minority in the state of California. Therefore, you will no longer have a voice. If you understand block voting, minority block voting, they will be the minority. They will put the people that represent their interests, their needs, and you won't have a say so anymore. You are going to lose big time.
They've already done that. The main reason why I got involved with illegal immigration, I got involved about 25 years ago. I was producing concerts up in Northern California, and I read an article that they were building a hiring hall for illegal aliens, and I said, how can they do that? Yeah, so I went down there, and there were like 800 day laborers on the sidewalk there, and they were, these little old ladies were down there, protesting, and they were spitting on these ladies and kicking them. And I go, wait a minute, if I did that in Mexico, I'd be 6 feet under.
Yeah, you would.
So I got involved. I saw that it would be a point in time where they would just override everything, and they would go with Mexico, become part of Mexico. And Mexico has been trying to do that for a long time. They call it Aztlan.
That's right.
I think you're pretty familiar with that. And
yes,
Barbara Coe and I started Proposition 187, which was to cut off benefits to illegal aliens. And that was my first taste of it. And I couldn't understand why the medical field was against us. The schools were against us because they get more money for bilingual education. The doctors and lawyer doctors all wanted it because of the Magic Kingdom card, the Medi-Cal card that they get. And what upset me the most is that we have two reasons for immigration control. One is to check for diseases, and two, to make sure there's enough jobs for American citizens, which Dwight D. Eisenhower did.
Right.
Operation Wetback.
Wetback, correct. Right.
And, I worked in Congress for a number of years, and I thought when I first went there, I was a Democrat. And then after a while, I go, wait a minute, this isn't the Democratic Party that I knew. And then when they assassinated Sonny Bono, I go, that's it. And then they assassinated my friend Ted Gunderson because he was trying to expose where these little children disappear. They wind up as satanic sacrifices for the elements of our own government. Look at Hillary and Bill Clinton. Now, she was running for president, but yet she's responsible for at least 50 murders that we're aware of.
Probably closer to 70, but yeah.
Well, yes.
I agree, the death toll, the body count there for Clinton's. But, John, what you're telling me here is really nothing new, because Governor Moonbeam was doing the same thing, catering to illegals. You see, they understand if they want to be back in office forever. They want to rule California. They want to rule the entire world. So allowing all the illegals come in, become citizens at some point in time, is the goal, the globalist goal, and they'll be ruling forever. The Democrats will never be beat if they get the illegal population in here and they all become citizens. We cannot beat that. And I was angry from the very beginning before I even left California, when I saw Moonbeam was catering to illegals and thumbing his nose at the federal immigration law, and Trump's saying we will cut off all funding from California. Well, then the Supreme Court steps in and says, no, you can't do that. That's illegal. You can't do that. So where's the teeth in the law? Where's our Constitution? I don't quite get it, how you can thumb your nose at federal immigration law or any federal law and still receive financial aid to your state. makes no sense to me.
Well,
Trump is a paper tiger president.
Well,
he's all bark and no bite.
I'm not sure about Trump. I backed Trump when I had my radio show because of his stance on illegal immigration. That was the main reason. I don't particularly like the guy. But I think that he's at his end of his rope. I see the look on his face, and I think they may have, he's up against some pretty powerful people. And his own statement was he lost at least $2 to $5 billion, you know, his hotels and everything else. So I don't know about Trump. That's why I backed him. I felt that he was saying everything that we've been saying for years, you know, these people have to get out of here, you know. But the wall's not going to do it. The only thing that's going to do it is there to put the military on the border with a sign that says, if you cross this line, you're going to be shot. Israel does it.
Never gonna happen, John. It's not going to ever happen. In Israel, that happens. That's normal in Israel. It's not going to happen here, unfortunately.
Well, that's the only way it's going to stop. They'll drill holes through it. They shoot cannons, little cannons over the wall filled with drugs. The drug cartels run Venezuela.
Well, they have a number of ways of keeping people, illegals, from coming to this country. It's called the active denial system. You can look that up. It's some nice military hardware that they created back in the Persian Gulf War here. And they could use this great material, this great weaponry, to push people back and make sure they don't come over your borders. But we don't want to use that. We want to build walls and waste money doing that.
We
could certainly use
Amendment.
This active denial system here to stop it.
Steve, look at the 14th Amendment, how it's abused. A pregnant woman from Mexico can fall across the border, have a child, the child becomes a U.S. citizen.
Child's a citizen, yeah. I know.
The wet foot. Yeah. The wet.
John, I need to move on some other calls, though. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Need to move on here. And we're going out to New York. Sal in New York, you're on the show. Sal, are you there? All right, going out to L.A., Los Angeles. Charlie, are you there?
Hello?
Is this Sal or Charlie?
Hi, Steve.
Who do I have?
Hello?
Who is this? Is this Sal?
This is Sal.
Okay, Sal, I went out of order here. Sorry about that. You bumped Charlie, but Charlie, I'm sorry, you're up next. Sal, what's on your mind?
I hate to call Steve, but I just had to, because I can't believe people are missing what's going on here. I'm shocked. We're in war.
Okay.
We are in a war that hasn't been declared. This is not about a pandemic. We're in war. I don't know if we're in war with Iran or we're in war with China. I don't even know if we started it. I don't know who started it, but I know we're in war. They're getting ready.
Yeah.
They're getting the people ready for food shortages. They're getting ready for empty roads so the military could come through. This is why they're telling people to stay home. Here in New York, they're cutting off electricity every once in a while to see how it goes on and off. This is a wartime type of maneuver, and I'm very concerned. I can't believe people are not seeing this here.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. Because you look outside the box, most people are tuning into the mainstream media. And I'm sorry, I hate to use this term, but I'm going to refer to the GDP, the general dumb population, that you can convince them pretty much of everything. I don't know why you and I agree. You're on the same page as me. You think you'd be able to say, wait a minute here, 9,400 people? That's bad. I'm sorry, but, you know, that's terrible. But the year prior in the flu, 80,000 is much worse. So how did this all happen that 9,400 people dying supersedes the devastating 80,000 number? And how they sold this, I don't know. Like I said, it's the greatest story, the greatest scam ever sold to the American people, and it's very successful. And I predicted something was going to happen with an economic crash, but did not know how they were going to do it. This is pretty amazing to sell something that really shouldn't be at the level it is right now, to sell it as emergent. And they did a great job. And the mainstream, like that clip I played, they're all reading the same script. Now, I reported last week, I got heads up on a clip that CBS News played. And you never heard about this from anybody. They did actually admit they made a mistake, but CBS News had played a clip showing panic in New York, in the hospitals, the nurses, the doctors, scrambling, kind of like a MASH unit here. the people coming in, the hallways full of people that were supposedly coronavirus positive, very, very sick, to turn out that the clip they played to suggest that it was, and actually tell you it was, New York Hospital, what's going on there. That's why we need those 30,000 ventilators. The clip actually came from a hospital in Italy. They pawned that off as a New York hospital. It's flat out fraud. And this is what I get angry about, because some people see this and they carry it and they tell another person, they don't venture out and say, wait a minute here. Of course, the retraction was very, very small from CBS. They said, well, we made a mistake. We made an editing error. No, you guys are supposed to be professionals. That wasn't an editing error. That was very purposeful. You were trying to sell the pandemic. You were trying to increase the fear factor. Right now, supposedly the hot spot is New York, and you have to keep the flame going on this thing. And they did that very purposefully. Will there be any punishment for it? Will there be any fines for it? No, not at all. But there should be. There should be some accountability. And this is why I tell people, this is the time right now for mainstream media, because the mainstream media, like that clip I played, they repeat over and over and over, 24/7, rinse and repeat. They don't vary. That's how you know you're being lied to, when there's nobody from any of the mainstream media that oppose what's being said and saying, hey, wait a minute here, that's not true. That's not true. But nobody opposes it. They just read the script. They sell it with a pretty face, and the people believe. And that's the sad part about it. This is our time right now, Sal. This is our time in independent media to keep the message, to promote this network, to promote other talk media, also independent, but to push away from the fear of what the mainstream media is selling, because they're really doing a good job at it. And I think at some point in time, Sal, the people are going to wake up. They're going to be a little slow waking up, but they're going to wake up. They're going to be very angry. They're going to push back. Maybe that's what this whole military presence is for. And maybe that's why for the last 3 weeks, Americans are buying up firearms. They are buying up ammo. I called the other day for ammo. Sold out, sold out, sold out. You have to buy it online if you can get it. But it's sold out there too. There's a reason why Americans are buying firearms right now and ammunition. Something is coming. I don't know what's coming.
Well, the hospitals have to be emptied because casualties are coming to America. This war is not going to be overseas. It's going to be here. We're fighting, and they're bringing the war here. This war is a war that we're probably not going to win. We have weak people, corrupt politicians, and you can see the writing on the law, on the wall. I don't think we'll have an election this year. I think Pelosi and Schumer and Trump, they'll all fall in love with each other and say we have to support the president. It'll all be a dog and pony show. But casualties are coming. Casualties are coming, and they're coming to New York probably first. That's why all these hospital ships are here, and these hospitals are closed, and the electricity's getting cut off, and there's no food, and there's no meat in any of the stores here. It's almost impossible to get any kind of paper goods. What's coming? I hope to God, I'm calling as like a cry on the wall. I hope that people are not being fooled by a small pandemic. We're in a war. Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but I know I see what it's happening, though.
Yeah, I do. Hey, thanks for your call. I need to push on
yourself.
All right,
thanks, Steve. Wanted to say it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. First-time caller. You've never called before. It's nice to get some new listeners. Charlie in Los Angeles, you're on the show. Sorry, Charlie. I can't believe I said that. Sorry, Charlie. Call back, Charlie. Go back to Tom in Utah. You're on the show.
Hi, Steve. The other morning, I picked up on a report just by coincidence. I fell asleep. The radio was going. I woke up to hear this report on BBC allegedly coming out of Vietnam. And it was talking about the families that were allegedly negative. They went into quarantine. Then they ended up positive. And what the report indicated or implicated was that the livestock products that were being delivered to these families was carrying this alleged virus. Just wondered if you picked up on that or heard about that.
I didn't
pay attention. Like I said,
I did not hear that.
Caught me at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I wish I'd have made a few more notes on it or kept a few more notes on it. But I just wanted to see if you'd heard about that.
No, I did not hear about that.
That's the only thing I wanted to you know, contributors, just that this Vietnamese report was indicating that the negative families were becoming positive through their food delivery. They found out that what they said is the battery type poultry operation there that they'd adopted from American models, that the eggs coming out of that that hen or egg production were infected, and then that pork products too showed positive too. So they were delivering that to the food, that food to the families, and then they were showing up positive. That was it. It was really a short, brief one. I was kind of surprised it was out there even at all.
Right.
But anyway, you might pick up on that, you know, since I'm visually handicapped. If you're go in on the web and see if you can pull down a report on the Vietnam.
I'll do that.
It was about three days ago.
I'll do that. Hey, thanks for your call, Tom. Appreciate it. Going back to what I said here earlier, looking at some of my notes here, I was just trying to think what John was saying, who called in earlier just a little bit ago, about all the Chinese that came into New York, 500,000. Why would 500,000 Chinese come into New York unless they actually live in New York and they were just back home visiting? But it's an awful big number. And when I see numbers, like anything from government, I always challenge numbers because most of the time they're always wrong. They're lies. So I'm sorry, but I can't put my mind around, wrap it around 500,000 people, Chinese people saying, I'm flying to New York. Why New York? Why New York? I know they have a Chinatown and so does San Francisco, but I'm just trying to wrap my mind around why 500,000 Chinese have said, I'm taking a vacation. I'm going to New York, unless they actually live there and they just came back from their homeland. I don't know. I think about that. We'll have to look that one up a little bit. Any more calls? Yeah, we got a call here. Carol in Idaho, you're on the show.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Carol.
You can hear me. Hi.
You made a comment.
Good. You made a comment that you were amazed. You're wondering how in the world did they pull this off so smoothly, you know? Mm-hmm. I have an idea. I think it was as simple as calling 50 governors. Think of it. Because our governor here in Idaho, for example, simply put out a statement, a proclamation to every Idahoan that you will stay home, you will not go to church, you will stay 6 feet apart, you will. So look how easy it is if the globalists can, and we know that most of the governors are in the pocket of the globalists. That's how they get their job. That's all I wanted to say, Steve.
Appreciate that, Carol. You know, I was thinking about why New York is getting hit the hardest, and I know some hosts don't believe in it, but we'll get back to that after the commercial break. Second hour coming up off the beaten path. Steve Elkins at the mic. Ready to take your questions. 1-800-313-9443. Comments also.
And less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.